President Trump and congressional leaders of both parties will meet in the White House this afternoon to try to end that government shutdown now in its 12th day. This as some Democrats are chomping at the bit to take on the Trump administration in the House, which they will control starting tomorrow. So will there be investigations, calls for impeachment, or compromise? Over the weekend, Senator Lindsey Graham floated the idea of going back to former compromise immigration legislation, proposing a path to citizenship for the Dreamers, DACA recipients, in exchange for wall funding. Well, if there is chomping at the bit on the part of Democrats, let's hear from the man holding at least some of the reins, Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, the Democrat slated to become the House Rules Chair, one of the most important positions in the House. Congressman McGovern, welcome.
I'm happy to be with you.
Let's go to the shutdown and questions about the border wall first. You have been vocally against it. You said you haven't seen a wall that couldn't be climbed over or dug under. But do you agree with Politico's reporting that most Democrats now are against accepting even some DACA reform, a path to citizenship, say, for young immigrants brought here for wall funding, which was the old deal last year? Are you and other Democrats against that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to help the DACA recipients, and I want to help those with temporary protected status. We ought to find them a pathway to citizenship, but we ought not be blackmailed into providing protection. And that's what the president tried to do in the past, and I think some are suggesting he do it again in the future.
Doesn't it look like it's the Democrats who won't compromise?
Well, first of all, we did not accept their deal a year ago because it really wasn't the protection for DACA recipients that we had expected, and it did nothing to help temporary protected status. And if you have billions and billions and billions of dollars to throw away, I mean, I'll tell you, I want you to invest that money in rebuilding our country. The border wall is going to cost tens of billions of dollars. That's insane.
Look, one of the first measures Democrats are expected to pass tomorrow when your party takes over in the House is the set of rules you've written for passing legislation
right.
in the new Congress. There are things like 3 days to read a bill, so you actually get to read it. Bills have to
right.
be considered in committee. You've said, you told WBUR's Bob Oakes, that you want to be more bipartisan than the House has been. Even if you don't like an amendment, you want to make sure that
right.
it gets heard on the floor. But talk about investigations. You've said things like corruption, conflicts of interest, overturning regulations on behalf of big donors. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, well, one is, I mean, we ought to have the Intelligence Committee do a proper investigation of the Russia scandal. Two, we ought to look into whether or not this administration is in violation of the Emoluments Clause, whether there are conflicts of interest, whether the Trump family is making money off of government policies.
In fact, I'm going to jump in, Congressman, because you said that
yeah.
you think this whole shutdown, people looking at not getting a paycheck, is because of President Trump's personal problems. And we're reminded that just days before, there were allegations that his charitable foundation, his family charitable foundation, was a personal piggy bank.
Yeah, well, I believe that. This whole shutdown is totally unnecessary. You know, there are seven appropriation bills that are involved in keeping the government running. Six of them are totally bipartisan. There's no controversy over them, and yet they're being held hostage over a border wall. So what we're suggesting is that we ought to move forward on all six of these appropriation bills. Let's reopen those agencies. On the controversial appropriations bill, which is the Department of Homeland Security, let's open that up for a few weeks, and then we can continue to have this discussion with the president on the border wall.
Mm-hmm.
But most of this is not controversial. I think the president deliberately, you know, was itching for a shutdown to be able to divert attention away from all the scandals that have immersed this administration.
But give us one example of, you know, overturning a regulation because of big donors.
I look at everything in the Environmental Protection Agency. I mean, making it easier for polluters to pollute, weakening regulations on pesticides. I mean, these are all big donors, to not only to the president, but to the Republican Party. This pay-to-play stuff has to stop. We're going to change that, and we're going to hold this administration accountable, and we're going to hold members of Congress accountable as well. I mean, some of the rules changes that we're proposing involve members of Congress not being able to serve on, you know, publicly traded boards. I mean, we have an example of a member of Congress who got in trouble for inappropriate behavior while he was serving on a board. So, we're not only holding the White House accountable, we're holding members of Congress accountable as well.
Well, a couple things. Some would say maybe you need to be held accountable for one of the rules changes, which is making it harder for the House to remove a speaker. Why do you need to protect Nancy Pelosi?
Well, believe it or not, that's kind of a bipartisan proposal, because when the Republicans were in charge, one of their frustrations was that a small minority could basically paralyze the House by constantly trying to challenge the Speaker. Look, we ought not to be, you know, empowering small groups of renegades who have no interest in running the government, but only want to cause chaos.
Okay, well, let that sit. I have to ask you about impeachment and the possibility. You voted twice to send impeachment to the Judiciary Committee. Where do you stand on that in your new role?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think this president is an abomination. I think he's an embarrassment. The corruption, the erratic behavior.
When you say corruption, when you say corruption, though, I mean, that's quite a charge. So how?
Well, so much of what he is doing is enriching himself and his family from his Trump Hotel here in Washington, where every tin-horn dictator in the world, you know, when they visit Washington, spends their time there and spends, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, that's corruption. The stuff going on with his charity. I mean, all the investigations going on. I can go on and on and on. But here's the deal. On the issue of impeachment, that has to be a bipartisan decision. There aren't the votes in the Senate, and I don't want to spend a lot of time, you know, focusing on impeachment. My focus is going to be on what we can get done and what we can accomplish for the American people and for my constituents.
That's Congressman Jim McGovern, the Democrat who is the incoming House Rules Chair. Congressman McGovern, thanks so much.
All the best.